We continue our learning the Nishmas David ben Menachem Shem Yecham Yaakov Bepidchus Eliyahu ben Avodah Zarah Perakei Mishnah Vav. Baleshes Goyim Shenichnasa Lo'ir. You have soldiers of the non-Jews entering the city, and we're afraid that maybe they came into people's homes and they touched the wine, and now the wine is Yayin Nesech. So the Mishnah distinguishes between whether it's a Shas Shalom, a time of peace, or a Shas Milchama. It's Shas Shalom, if it's a time of peace, where they have plenty of time, they're not fighting that much, plenty of time to search and to walk around people's homes. So Chavios Psuchos Asuros, if the barrels are open, they're going to be prohibited. Stumos Mutaros, if they're sealed, they are Mutar. If they're open, so we're afraid that they touch them, but they touch the wine inside. But if they're sealed, they're going to be permitted. Maybe we should be concerned that they tampered with it and they sealed it back up and you can't tell. So this is not someone you're doing business with. Though these they don't really care. There are soldiers coming in. So if they really opened it up, it would be open. You know that they touched them. If they're sealed the way they were, the way they looked when you left the house, you can assume that they didn't touch them. However, the Gemara says this depends really on, or Rishonim say, depends on the type of covering. If it had if you covered with clay, so then you're right. So then you can assume that if they're sealed, they remain sealed. But if they had like a stopper made out of wood, so then that is considered like it's open, because even if the soldiers found them sealed, they're going to be prohibited because they've just put the stopper back in its place. That would be easy to replace. Bishas melchama elu va'elu mutaros. But it's a time of war where they don't really have the time to walk around people's homes. Then even the open barrels are going to be permitted. We don't assume that they touch them, and the Mishnah explains why. L'fishein penai l'naseich. They don't have the time. They don't have the free time for nisuch hayayin for them to make it yayin nesech to pour avodah zara or even to touch the wine for that matter. So therefore, even if the barrels were open, they are permitted. Farshim say, however, let's say you had sealed barrels and now you found them open, so then you have to be concerned even if it's a time of milchama. Perakei Mishnah Zayin, Umanim Shel Yisrael. Here you have Jewish workers, they're working for the non-Jew. Sheshalach Lahem Nachri Chavis Shel Yayin Nesech Bischaran. So the Nachri, the non-Jew, instead of paying the Jews in cash, he's paying them in Yayin Nesech. He's paying them in wine. So the Mishnah here says, Mutarin Lomar Lo Tein Lanu Estameh. You can tell the non-Jew, listen, I don't want the wine I see that you're sending my way. I'm not interested in this. I'd like you to pay me in cash. I don't want the wine. That is permitted. We don't look at the money he's giving you now as if it's in exchange for the Yayin Nesech, which is normally prohibited exchange of Yayin Nesech, because you didn't accept the Yayin Nesech. But if the barrel of Yayin Nesech entered the Rishus of the Jew already, he accepted it as salary, and now he changes his mind and realizes, oh yeah, I can't use this wine. I want money instead. And goes to the non-Jew, so then he's getting hana from Yayin Nesech by exchanging it for money. Then it's osur. You can't tell the non-Jew, give me the value of the Yayin Nesech for my salary, and you take the Yayin Nesech back. He's getting it. That's osur b'hana. He can't get money for the Yayin Nesech. Then the Mishnah says, Hamocher Yeno Lenachri, a person who's selling his wine, kosher wine, to a non-Jew. Says the Mishnah, Pasak, if the Yisrael fixed the price of the wine, Achelomodad, before he poured the wine for the non-Jew, so then Dabav Mutarim. Then the money for the non-Jew to pay the Jew for the wine, there's no problem with that at all. After all, they fixed the price. The price was fixed before the non-Jew took the wine, touched the wine, etc. So then after the price is fixed, the non-Jew and then is kona the wine by taking it. But the money was paid already. So he has to pay. The yayin was kosher wine. And the non-Jew is paying the Jew for kosher wine. It's no problem at all. But, madad, let's say the Jew measured the wine for the non-Jew into the flask of the non-Jew, achel pasak, before he even gave him a price. So the non-Jew could look at the wine and say, you know what? I don't like this wine. I changed my mind. The price is too expensive. Oh, now you give me the price? Too expensive. I'm not interested. So the non-Jew now is already touching the wine. He already has the wine in his rishus before before the wine was even, before the price was even fixed. So now for the Jew to be paid for that wine, that's like he's getting hano from that wine of Yayin Esef. Dama Vasurin, the money that the non-Jew will pay the Jew for the wine is prohibited because they didn't even fix the price yet. It was already in the hands of the non-Jew, measured for the non-Jew, touched by the non-Jew, and only then they fixed the price. So the non-Jew didn't even have in mind yet to buy it at that point. So, and yet he already touched it. So therefore, the money is going to be a problem. Then the Mishnah says, Natal es hamash pech. You have a case where you have a Jew and he is going to pour from his container into the flask of the non-Jew, and he has a mashpech, he has a funnel, and he uses the funnel in order to pour it in. Umadad l'sochtzlochiso shel nachri. And he measures now, remember, he's measuring a certain amount to pour through the funnel into the flask of the Nachri. The Nachri wants to buy from the store owner. And he's, now the issue here is that the tzlochis, the flask of the non-Jew, that the Jew is pouring the wine into, has some Yayin Esef inside. So now the Jew is just pouring wine in, and then the non-Jew is going to walk away and he's going to buy the wine. What should the problem here be? So the issue here is what we call nitzok chibur. Nitzok chibur means that when you're pouring something and there's a steady stream of water, wine, whatever it is that you're pouring, it can connect the kli on the bottom to the kli on the top, and it's all one unit. So here we're going to have a problem if the Jew now uses this flask, the funnel rather, to sell wine to a Jew after he's finished selling this wine, pouring the wine through the funnel into the container of the non-Jew. So that's what the Mishnah is saying here. V'chazar u'madad, using the same funnel, he uses, he pours the tzlochiso shel Yisrael to the tzlochis, to a flask of a Jew who's buying wine from him. So says the Mishnah, if we have to be concerned that that funnel that was used to pour wine from the Jew's container into the flask of the non-Jew, if it has a little bit of a lip on the bottom where wine can get stuck, the last drops of wine can get stuck, then he can't use that funnel to pour wine from the store owner's container into the flask of the Jew, because there's Yayin Esef mixed in. And how did Yayin Esef get mixed in? The Yayin Esef was in the flask of the non-Jew. So the answer is, when the funnel was in the flask of the non-Jew, and there was a stream of wine coming from the container of the Jew through the funnel into the flask of the non-Jew, the whole stream, assuming it was uninterrupted, was all connected. And therefore, the immediate kli that's above that, which is the funnel, not the container of the Jew, that's a separate kli, but the container immediately above of that of the non-Jew, the non-Jew's container, which had Yayin Esef, and connected to it, so to speak, is the funnel. So then that stream connects the two, and if the funnel now has some wine inside, so it's going to be usur. Im yesh bo, says the Mishnah, im yesh bo akeves yayin, if the funnel has a little bit of wine that gets stuck on the opening on the lip where it gets where it could remain, and that was because of nitzok chibur, the flow, the stream to the non-Jew's kli, which had some yayin esek inside, then usur. Then the wine that's in the flask of the Jew, of the new Jew who's buying wine, because the same funnel was used, he can't drink it. Then the Mishnah says, "Hama'arem ikli el kli." If you have a Jew who's just pouring from one container to another, where that second kli has yayin esek, es she'ira mimenu mutter. The wine that remains in his upper kli is going to be permitted. Now, why should this be permitted? What happened to nitzok chibur? It's one kli into another. You don't have the funnel in between. So then, the upper container should be problematic. So the assumption here is that you don't have nitzok, where because the wine is being poured slowly and it's interrupted, it's drop by drop, it's not one continuous stream, and therefore the wine in the container of the Jew that's doing the pouring is permitted, even though because it does not connect to the Yayin Esek that may be in the kli that's below. But of course, the kli that he poured it into, which has the Yayin Esek inside, also is going to be usur, even though there may be a lot of wine that was kosher wine that was poured into it.